WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin.
Yes, a man! What the Rock is cooking!
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Second City Saint, the savior of pro wrestling, according to some, is back in WWE. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films. It's youtube.com/MBG1211. Chat, if you have that Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking that purple rectangular button directly below the screen. You can also use creator code RocketSock or Lindsay and Ward in the Fortnite item shop, because we are hashtag epic partners. Speaking of the Fortnite item shop, you may not be able to see him, but John Cena is again available. So if you want him, use the codes and, well, get some. I'm the producer. That's Lindsay Ward.
It's weird.
It is very, very, very weird. And we'll talk about him in a bit, but now let's talk about how Monday Night Raw started with the return of the Viper, the Apex Predator himself, Randy Orton. It's been a year and a half. He's been away. He looked happy to be back.
He looks really, really, and I mean really good. Like, he looks jacked as shit.
So after having double fusion back surgery, he, you know, got to thinking of what's left for him. And one thing he's never been able to do was compete in War Games. And when his dear friend Cody, got the call, gave him a call, and invited him to be part of War Games, he accepted. Because the match was created by Dusty Rhodes, and to be a part of head history and make a moment, that's what something he wanted to do. And Arn said it was all what it's all about, because also he came back because he has unfinished business with the Bloodline. They're devastating. They're dastardly, those Bloodline members. Orton said he made a career out of putting people on the shelf. He may be able to forgive, but he cannot forget. He has a full bag of receipts waiting for the Bloodline, emphasizing that it means every single member of the Bloodline. We got Rhea Ripley to come out. She couldn't believe what happened with Randy. You team with someone who tried to end your career. Your return after 15, 18 months got upstaged by someone else. Ripley said Orton looked more dangerous than ever, and it would have to be a shame to have it wasted. Ripley said Orton doesn't seem to realize the landscape has changed. Ripley said the Bloodline has fallen, while Judgment Day has risen as the most dominant force in WWE. Survivor Series for them was just a bump in the road. But if it wasn't for Randy Orton, Damian Priest would be the world heavyweight champion. Rhea said Orton came back and made enemies who could make his life a living nightmare. She told him to stop focusing on the bloodline. That Ripley said that unlike the bloodline, the Judgment Day get the job done and will put him out permanently. Ward said he's been watching since he's been gone. It's been mommy this and mommy that. Well, guess what, Rhea? Daddy's back. Fans chant it, who's your daddy? Randy acknowledges a lot of things has changed since he was away, but the one thing that's never changed, nobody tells him what to do. Well, I tried to warn you, Randy, but since you're against us, well, now you're a Judgment Day enemy. JD and Dominic attack, but Randy lays out both men to open Monday Night Raw.
JD McDonagh wearing a soft neck brace, by the way, for, you know, the RKO he received last night, among many other things.
Many other things from War Games on Saturday, yeah.
But this was a really good opening promo. I enjoyed this. You're getting Randy settled right away. I was a little surprised they opened with Randy, but it makes complete sense. You give him that moment to shine because you opened and you closed with your two big returns. And you make the people sort of wait for Punk. You milk them for Punk just a little bit just to draw it out. But this was very good. I enjoyed this quite a lot. Like I said, Orton looks fantastic. Double fusion back surgery. Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Like, God. Good on him for coming back, but like, damn, like, now I understand why it was really iffy for a while, where everybody's like, I'm not sure if he's coming back. No, that makes complete sense now, because his back was fucked.
Randy...
Yeah, Riddle is out of WWE.
Yeah. If you listen to The Rack, we mentioned this a long, long time ago. So Randy was scheduled for a match. He proclaimed, he wanted a match with Dom, and he got that in the main event of the show. And Randy, beat the living tar out of poor Dom. And JD some more. Randy would get the win. You had Jelly Roll, who had a cameo backstage with a bunch of the tag teams, and R-Truth. Got involved as well from the crowd. Randy, of course, got the win in your main event.
Is it wrong that I sat here when JD started picking a fight with Jelly Roll? And I'm like, dude, no! He's like three times your size! He'll eat you! Like, what are you doing? Stop it. And then the same thing with Dominic. It's like, dude, no. Just sit down. But yeah, the main event was good. Randy looked fantastic in it. You had Dom and JD kind of playing the cowardly heels. Jelly Roll stuff was a nice spot. Like I said, the promo to set up the feud with the Judgment Day. That was very good as well. Entertaining. But that wasn't the only members from War Games who had a sort of awkward night. Drew kind of had a moment too.
We'll get to Drew in a bit, but let's circle back. So, the tag teams who were in the Gauntlet had a visitor of Jelly Roll earlier, and then R-Truth showed up looking for Jelly Rolls.
He had a tray of them.
He would find a tray of them in the and he took them to, of course, the Judgment Day's clubhouse and got, you know, crap all over the place. Major Judgment Day, very, very mad. He was there. He wanted to be their fifth man for War Games. It was the other night.
Happened.
It already happened. And he's like, Randy's back. Yeah, we know. We know.
Damian Priest had a mad.
Damian was also mad that, you know, he thought Judgment Day were going to be upset with him about being, you know, the one to take the fall, which we talked about on Thursday, how he was going to take the fall, and well, he did. But they're like, no, we're good. Everything's good. We're not holding it against you. It happens. Newsflash, the 24/7 title has been retired.
Yeah, what, for a while.
It's been a minute. But there were titles on the line, though, on this show.
There were. Those tag titles look pretty sweet in the background Judgment Day locker room.
We'll get to those in a second. But it was the women's tag titles on the line. Chelsea Green and Piper Niven took on Tegan Nox and Natalya. Chelsea Green and Piper Niven getting the win.
This is a good little match.
Yeah, it was
very solid.
Very solid little match. But you mentioned the tag team titles. There was a tag team gauntlet on this show to determine number one contenders for those very titles. Teams included on those the show included Akira Tozawa and Otis, who got defeated by Johnny and Tommaso. Johnny and Tommaso were eliminated by the Creed brothers, who eliminated the New Day, who also then eliminated Imperium.
Which is a little shocking, honestly.
It was a fun gauntlet, though. Fun turmoil. It was good.
Oh, it was super good. I was a little shocked Imperium lost. I would have figured they would have won.
I got this feeling the Creeds might be your next tag team champions.
They could be. They're on a roll.
They're on a roll. They're throwing them in the deep end, and right now they're succeeding really well. I could see them walking out next, I think it's next week or a couple weeks, whenever they get the title shot as champion. I think it's time. I think you need to get the belts off of Judgment Day and just sort of spark something in the tag division, and the Creed Brothers would be a good spark.
Yeah. I mean, they're good placeholders. The Judgment Day are good placeholders, but you need to get things moving again. You're teasing sort of the beginning of the end for the Judgment Day. Damien takes the Fallen War Games. You have Finn and JD or Dominic, whoever he's champions with. I guess it's a round robin kind of title. But like,
It's Damien and Finn.
It's Damien and Finn, okay. You have them lose the tag titles, which then sparks something, and your only champions left could be Rhea and, I believe, Dominic.
And Dom's probably set to lose his title here.
Very soon.
Very soon.
Which leaves just Rhea.
Mm-hmm. Who is not going to lose that title anytime soon.
No. But that could create kind of the tension where she's putting pressure, and maybe they finally turn on her.
Possibly. Nia Jax and Zoe Stark battled one-on-one. Nia Jax got the win. Good little match.
Yeah, it was fine. It was very entertaining.
We mentioned Imperium. The Miz found Gunther and said, well, I want to be your next challenger, even though he lost on Saturday. He said Gunther knows that he can beat him this time. And Gunther's like, well, I respect you. You know, you came prepared for a fight, and you belong in the ring. Just not with me. A little more tease. We'll probably get a rematch here as the holidays go on.
I will say this. I would take Miz versus Gunther again. That was a very good match on the show on Saturday. I would not mind that again, especially because it's like we're getting serious Miz.
Mm-hmm.
We're not getting like jokester, hey, look at the size of my balls Miz. We're getting serious, aggressive Miz, which is something we haven't seen in quite a while. And so, yes, I will take this feud. I will take the match again. I'm perfectly fine with that.
Two big, beefy men slapping meat on Monday Night Raw. Ivar and Big Bronson Reed did battle on this show. Ended in a double countout. Death Valley Driver on the barricade. And that was brutal. They then...
Yeah, that looked vicious as fuck.
Then they started battling in the crowd. It was fun. It was a fun match. We're going to get more of it because, you know, there was no finish. But they had to be pulled apart. It was a good match.
It was a very good match. The driver was absolutely vicious. It was awesome. And yeah, I look forward to seeing more of this.
Let's talk about Cody Rhodes. He came out on Monday Night Raw, talking about War Games. He thanked his teammates. But he was able to win the match thanks to his mentor, Randy Orton. Not in any match, but his dad's match. Cody said the other story they was talking about was CM Punk. Cody said, nobody knew what was going to happen. No one knew what was going to happen. That's why everyone is tuning in to hear what he has to say. Cody says, welcome back, CM Punk. Cody said, with all the moves being made, he wanted to make some himself. Cody said, the fans know at this point there's only one destination for him. And with the granted authority from Adam Pearce, he is the first person to declare for the 2024 Royal Rumble.
I mean, it's a little early. Just a tad. It's not December yet. We're still, what, 2 months out from the Rumble? But
that's their next destination.
I know that's their next destination, but goddamn, like, Cody's on that shit. He's like, now.
I want in.
Now.
I want in. I don't want to lose my spot to somebody. I want it. I want it. Because, you know, Cody wouldn't get the spot. But anyway, something to announce.
He's on that shit. There's a special announcement from Cody Rhodes. He's on it.
He's on it.
I had to sit here when he was like that. He's like, I'm going to declare for the Royal Rumble. I'm like, dude, it's November. I mean, I know there's only, what, like 3 days left in November, but it's November.
I mean, Brock did it a few years ago.
And I said it was early then, too.
Well, you know, it's the Royal Rumble. You got to, you know, declare. I do declare.
I guess. I don't know. It was just like, damn, dude.
Nakamura appeared on the video screen. He said, Cody's a brave hero, won his battle. He added, Cody wants to finish the story, but he needs to set him free, awaken him so he can evolve. I will bring chaos to you, said Nakamura. Which he did from behind. He blew mist into the face of one, Cody Rhodes. So it appears Cody was the one Nakamura has been seeking, not CM Punk.
I'm still here for Shinsuke's villain era. So here for it. He has red mist, everybody. Red mist.
He does have red mist, yes.
He sprayed it all over Cody. Looks like blood. Kind of nasty. But he has red mist. And he's all villainous and evil. And I love it.
Now let's talk about the World Heavyweight Champion. I'm wondering if his outfit was to be Shawn Michaels from the early 90s. Or he just found a cowl and just made it this outfit.
I think it's the latter, honestly.
Because it had shades of Shawn, but he also looked like a cow. Anyway, Rollins came to the ring. They were singing his song, but they also started chanting for CM Punk. He encouraged fans to bring it. If that's all that you have, get it out of your system, because he didn't want to spend one more second or another ounce of energy on that hypocrite. He said instead of talking about someone who doesn't matter at all, they should talk about the title he spent the last 6 months turning into the most important title, not just on Monday Night Raw, but in sports entertainment. You know, he started feeling a little bit better, but he's starting to get that itch again. War Games took a hit on him, but he's got that itch, and he wants to, you know, do something about it. So he went to talk to Adam Pearce. Before he could tell us why, Drew McIntyre came out. McIntyre said it's been crazy times, and said people were talking about the two of them and things that happened even outside the ring, but we're here to talk about things that happened inside the ring that matter. McIntyre said he wanted to shake the hands of Seth Rollins, congratulate him for a victory at War Games. Rollins accepted. McIntyre said Judgment Day promised Jey Uso on a silver platter and claimed to have a plan for winning War Games, but their plan was to lose at War Games. McIntyre said he realized he had put Jey on the back burner, has to put Jey on the back burner and get focusing on the World Heavyweight title. He talked about Rollins recalled what he told him after their last match. Rollins said McIntyre had no one to blame for himself for losing at Crown Jewel. It would be the best thing that would happen to him. McIntyre said Seth was right. He recalled Rollins being down at one point during the match. He was going to hit him with a claymore, but he felt compelled to tell him that he had been a great champion. Talked about his child, and then Rollins slapped him in his face, and Drew was like, I deserve that. But that compassion is gone. The sympathy is gone. And he wants a rematch. Rollins like, you deserve one, but there's other people who deserve one before you. And then he's talked about what he talked to Adam Pearce about, and that was next week on Raw, he's defending the World Heavyweight title. McIntyre said Rollins is the champion, therefore he calls the shots. He asked who the match will be with and said, well, it's not Drew, it's Jey Uso. Rollins tried to talk. McIntyre drops him with the headbutt, which cut McIntyre right open.
Yeah, he had a nasty gash on his forehead.
He started taking it down and beat down Seth Rollins, but Jey Uso made the save. The kilt came off. You saw what's under the kilt. Drew wears short shorts.
He does, in fact, wear short shorts.
Drew wore short shorts. Ate a double super kick and was sent packing on Monday Night Raw.
This was good. This set up a lot of things for the future, and I'm kind of here for it. They're sort of interestingly milking the Seth stuff, which
ha, 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 ha. Milking, because he was a cow. Ha, 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 ha.
Like I did that. You like that?
Clever.
Anyway, that, you know, WWE has now officially, I believe, acknowledged that Seth was not happy at Punk's return, because, of course, there were videos of Seth rather heated on Saturday night after Punk made his debut in WWE, or his return in WWE. And I think WWE has officially acknowledged it. So, you know, it's not real when they do that. Or at least it's not as bad as it would seem. Like, they did acknowledge the Becky and Charlotte stuff, and they did have legitimate beef for a while, but that's all water under the bridge now. So the Punk Seth stuff, I'm sure, will be ironed out in due course. Or maybe it won't be, because this is about business. This is not about friendships.
Talk about that in a second. But backstage, Drew was walking back there. Ran into Sammy. He had no time for him. Zayn talked about all your complaints about losing a title in front of your friends and your family due to bloodline. That same thing that happened to me. You act like a spoiled brat, but you're better than that. McIntyre said Zayn may have a few points, and he has to work his way back up the ladder. Drew's like, I'm going to talk to Adam Pearce. I'm going to ask him for a match next week against you. Sammy really hit it home. He's like, I've gone through everything you went through, but I'm still here fighting, and I want a world title match myself. Sammy was really good.
Sammy actually has it worse than Drew because Sammy was pretty much ritualistically humiliated in the process.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he actually has it worse than Drew, and but, you know, Sammy doesn't have the benefit of, I guess, Drew's position. So he has to work and he has to fight for every little thing that he gets, right? So he's out here scratching and clawing trying to get to Seth Rollins, and, you know, he's basically like, you got freaking handed a bunch of opportunities and you squandered them. That's nobody's fault but yourself. So basically pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and get to work. It was really good.
It was really good. All right, let's talk about him. Hell froze over, as he said. CM Punk is back on Monday Night Raw. Slapping hands, being the ultimate babyface. He goes, looks like hell froze over. And when I mean hell froze over, I mean this is me standing in a WWE ring on Monday Night Raw with a live microphone in my hand. I don't mean that as a Blackhawks fan who is universally loved inside the Predator's barn. Fans boot him. Punk said he was sorry, but he had to be himself. He said he's been feeling a little bit more like himself. He said that Saturday was a career highlight for him, which it was, and he's been trying to come up with a word since then to explain how he feels. He said there are two words that he was afraid to say, and it wasn't because they were true. He said they were corny, and it wouldn't sound like CM Punk, but American Dream taught him that if he speaks from the heart, then he can't go wrong with it because it's the truth. And the truth is, I'm home. He said he came back and didn't know how he would react or how he would feel, but this is where I belong. He said he's gone for 10 years and the fans didn't forget him even when he may have wanted to forget himself. He said that that's powerful. The people are powerful. He said all throughout that time, the fans continue to chant his name. He said the voiceless found a voice. He said he was back because he loves the fan and he missed all of this. Punk said he wished he'd never leave, but a wise man once told him that for him to get everything he needs out of this place, he would have to leave and then come back. He hate to say it, but the wise man was right. Punk said it's been nothing but love in front of the camera and behind it. He said it was all smiles. There were some kisses on the mouth. He said the people asked him how AJ was and is doing, and she's fabulous, and she sends her regards.
Nice little wifey drop.
Uh-huh. Got the crowd to pop. Everybody is welcoming me with open arms. Well, almost everyone. Punk said they are afraid. The people who aren't, well, they are afraid of the truth and what they don't understand. Punk said everything he's ever wanted was always in WWE. Talked about competing and said he's the best in the world. Everything that's been going on, and he said the best in the world hasn't been there for 10 years. Punk said the people out there that are afraid, he will set the bar to an unattainable level, that he has the bar in his back pocket, or the brass ring in the back pocket. He said some people are afraid that when they wake up tomorrow, they would have to come to terms with the fact that their best efforts to be the best in the world in this ring, on this microphone, and even on commentary, isn't just false. It's a lie. Because the best in the world is back and is standing in the middle of the ring live and in living color in Nashville, Tennessee on Monday Night Raw. And his name is CM Punk. Said off into the camera, I'm back. I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to make money.
Okay. At least he's honest.
He was as honest as you could be. He called back to the pipe bomb with the in this ring, on this microphone, or even on commentary. He didn't take the shots which many people feared he would. This was solid promo. Wasn't the best thing you could, you know. You didn't set up any big angle. You just went, he's here, he's back, and we will see where it goes next.
Yeah, I think it's something that you need to sort of begin to slowly integrate him back into the product. You don't need to throw him in a feud right away, because obviously there are things that need to be addressed. So there are, as Seth put it, elephants in the room regarding Punk and his return and what has happened. And sort of like, where is this going to go? And he still has time to take the shot. If they're smart, to me at least, they don't take the shot directly on TV. They were kind of taking them the night of Survivor Series and fine, take all the shots you want. But in terms of the promo, in terms of bringing Punk back on TV, there's really no need to acknowledge it, because then now you have to address how he left the other place, right? And you kind of have people starting to look into that. So you know what? It's just best don't mention it. Don't bring it up. Don't take a shot. Just have him move on. And this is a new chapter. This is a new leaf. And he has something to prove, which is that he's not a dick. Or if he is, he's a very well-paid dick. But I did like at the end that he said, I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to make money. It's like, well, at least you're honest, right? It's like, you're not here. You're just here to make your money. Nobody's going to fault you for that. But, I mean, in terms for me, it's still weird. I'm not sure if I like it. I'm not sure I want to like it. And I think that's okay.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens.
I mean, I will say this. I was one of the people that was pissed when he left 10 years ago, because I thought it was wildly inappropriate how he did it. Based on information, I think he was somewhat justified, but I still feel like it could have been worked out differently. But I wasn't there. There's been a lot of shit that's happened in between, and it's kind of like, you know what? Okay, all right, you're back. That's fine. You're back. But I'm not going to necessarily invest in him until I see a reason to, basically. The trust is not there. And until I see a reason to trust him, it's going to be kind of like, okay, you go over there, you do your thing. I'll be here.
Indeed. That was Raw.
That was Raw. I thought this was a good show. It was interesting that they saved him for the end. But that makes sense because they made you watch until the end to get CM Punk. Like, I would have thought they would have opened with him, but instead they closed with him. Which I won't complain about.
But you at least gave them something to see when you turned on Raw, and that was Randy Orton.
Yeah. Which, that was nice, because I think Randy deserved a little something-something, because he kind of got overshadowed Saturday night.
Just a tad. But that'll do it for the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, we review Survivor Series.
That's right. Tune in. We'll give you all the news, notes, and opinions on WWE Survivor Series. So it's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
16 years. And we may impeach a president. Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. CB Radio. CBRadioLive.com. Before that, 1:45? I don't know. 1:45, 1:50? I don't know. Somewhere around there. Fortnite. The Big Bang. Live event. Eminem? Live. Twitch.tv/WTRLive. We'll be here. You'll see it. Sunday night. It's WTR Sunday night. Wrestle Talk Radio. 10 p.m. Eastern. And when I say a president, I mean we're impeaching the we're looking to impeach the Lone Jobber. Lone Jobber was a show thing, not a real life. Anywho, we'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. That Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/WildTalkRadio. Chat, if you have that Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use credit card RocketSock or
Lin's Inward
in the Fortnite item shop. Our Epic Game Store. When you buy John Cena, when you buy all the OG stuff, when you buy your new battle passes, why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at LinsWard, LNSWRD. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/LinsWard, where tomorrow I will be spending money. We are going for Kamisato Ayato, Constellations, and Genshin Impact. So if you want to hear me scream, cry, and spend money, you can tune into twitch.tv/LinsWard to do that. You can also check me out on YouTube, youtube.com/@LinsWard, and you can follow me on TikTok at LinsWard0.
Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for The Rack. We'll see you Saturday for the impeachment trial of the Lone Jobber. Through the Fortnite Big Bang event. And so much more. It's, we'll be live all week long. Along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio. We're live right here at wildtalkradio.com and twitch.tv/WTRLive.
WildTalkRadio.com.